Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Ready for some fun this morning.
Yeah, this instrument's a little bit quirky, just looking at it.
Goofy. But as we'll hear, it's around and a lot of interesting people have partaken. So we're doing a melodica, or apparently has a couple other names. Melodeon is one of the other ones. And it's a crazy looking thing. It looks like a little tiny piano. I mean, like a one or two octave piano, for people who know what an octave is. And you can either play it, they play it on its side, and you have a little blow thing you blow in the top, or you can lay it on a desk and you blow into a tube that heads down into it.
Yeah.
So you pretty much look silly either way you're blowing into. And so
it's impressive though that people can play it. I've tried. I've had somebody that's had one, and actually a guy used to walk home from school with. He carried it with him every day and played it while we were walking home from school. It's just like my neighbor, like, lived like kind of down the road, and I was like, oh, can I go? And it's really hard. It's kind of, I suppose, like a mix between the bagpipes and that you have to blow into something. Then the accordion as well, kind of, I suppose.
Yeah, gets a nice accordion sound. But so it's a woodwind instrument. I mean, you know, like it would be in the category of flute or clarinet, because it's air is the, you know, is the main thing that causes the sound. But it looks like a piano, and it is easier than learning a woodwind instrument, because if you can play piano, then you can play the melodica because the notes are the same. So it doesn't take a whole new process of learning like it does for the other instruments. So apparently it is good for, like, you know, newbies to learn, or people learning music, because you know, once you know that, there's other instruments that you can play, like the piano. And so it's also not something that people usually specialize in. It, like, oh,
they kind of just chuck it in. And
I only play melodica, and that's it. That's my specialty. And so it's something that I guess, like other instruments, like harmonica, like a lead singer might pop into it, or one of the other instrumentalists might pop into it. And it just adds this odd, haunting, high-pitched. They can get a little, you can get the microtones and the slides a little bit with it, possibly easier than some of the other woodwind instruments. And it's polyphonic, which means you can play two notes at once, whereas with flute and clarinet, you could just play one note at once.
Yeah.
But you can play a full chord on it if you wanted, like a piano. So that is quite different than other woodwind.
And right now in the background, we're listening to Gang of Four, which is a band that kind of picked up the melodica a little bit.
Yeah. And, well, they're a punk band. And I guess, you know, reflecting that it's this weird instrument that if you're punk and you're just trying to sort of throw different things, you know, the washing machine and all sorts of other odd sounds. And so it's interesting because it's sort of almost considered a childish instrument, but for them to sort of throw it into punk is really interesting.
Should we have a little listen? I mean, it really works with that sound.
And kind of haunting.
And kind of still a little bit kind of punk, I suppose.
Well, yeah, because it really cuts through, you know, with you know, sort of bangy drums and like guitar. It just holds its own. It's not a subtle instrument.
No.
But they were sort of playing chords and doing a call and response
and
with the guitar.
And like an echo as well.
Yeah. So they were doing something sort of, you know, slightly different with it, sort of... yeah, using it more guitarish and doing the same guitar rhythms and stuff like that. The other weird thing that it's known for, the genre that it's used in, is reggae.
Really?
Yeah, and I guess, I don't know, you know, maybe because it's an instrument that is fine in the Caribbean weather. Mm. They're made of plastic, you know, so...
Are they always made of plastic?
Yeah, yeah. And they're cheaper, obviously, because they're made of plastic. And so I guess we're sort of more democratic that people have access to them and, you know, like need strings that get broken or whatever. So, you know, I'm just assuming that's one reason. But yeah, so there's this one guy called Augustus Pablo that played it in reggae, and apparently he inspired everybody else. And so it's in some Bob Marley songs. Peter Tosh played it in a lot of Wailer songs. So it's a reggae instrument as well. But so how about the next song is sort of, I guess, around a similar time, because the last band we played was in the late 70s, 80s. And so this next song is, should we play New Order? You've got it on, one you have on vinyl?
No, that's one I have just in the system.
Okay, so this is, you know, mid-80s, New Order. You know, they're a very creative group, sort of electronica, you know, synth pop, sort of really sort of marrying the sort of synthy sounds with rock, you know, and getting sort of a rock aesthetic.
Well, I suppose that rock aesthetic is more of the kind of Joy Division, like part of them, I suppose.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. But instead of just being, you know, sort of pure synth pop, that they had that background and that grounding in rock. But yeah, so this is one of their famous songs that uses melodica.
So they don't use it heaps, but it is in there. I definitely heard it in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, that sort of having that sort of high descant over the top. Other like really famous usages of it is in Strawberry Fields with the Beatles.
Ah.
And apparently John Lennon played that himself.
oh man. Imagine if John Lennon was known for
melodica.
Melodica. Like nothing else, just the melodica.
So other songs, it's in The Kinks, Sunny Afternoon. And then I just have this huge list that includes like Cyndi Lauper, Indigo Girls, Ben Folds, Chili Peppers.
An 80s, like, is it used much today? as much?
No. It seems like something that sort of bands start to play with after a time. I mean, one of the more recent bands that I had here was Franz Ferdinand, but that's that recent, I suppose. But yeah, Supertramp, Oasis, Steely Dan, Beach Boys, you know, so definitely through time, you know, just something that
people have picked up and played with, and then it kind of just adds like a little bit more of a different tonal quality, I suppose.
Yeah, and if you're in a rock band, you know, you get that sort of similar sound and you want to add different textures. And I guess if, you know, it's something that live would be fun to just sort of pick up and add to the flavor.
Because where did it come from originally? Do you know who made it?
Or? Yeah, so apparently it was invented in the 50s by Hohner, which is this company that's made a couple of the instruments that we've talked about. Even though they said there was instruments kind of like that through time, like you could possibly find old ones in old Italy or whatever, but they said like the proper melodica was invented in the 50s, and then in the 60s, like proper classical musicians started using them for composition and stuff.
Right.
And then I guess that's when then the rock people sort of, you know, just saw it. And I mean, maybe it's all just trying to figure out where it fits and where to use it. You know what I mean? And maybe all these different songs and different genres, you know, sort of punk to synth pop to reggae, is just sort of, you know, playing with it and trying to.
A universal,
it hasn't landed quite yet. Yeah. You know?
Universal it's, sound, I suppose.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So the last track we have is the one you have on vinyl.
Yes.
And that's Depeche Mode.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it plays throughout. So another British sort of, you know, punk-ish band.
Yeah. And shall we listen to it? What's the track called?
Everything Counts.
So you can hear it, and it kind of sounds like a saxophone.
Yeah, so if you're looking for a new sound to spice up your band.
Imagine if George Michael's Careless Whisper, the saxophone was actually a melodica.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you could jam in on that.
That would be pretty.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe one of y'all is going to cover that now with your band. Yeah, I should have looked into prices and where you could buy them, because, yeah, it would be fun to see a whole bunch of cutie bands just blasting it out.
I think they're pretty accessible. Like, I don't think you're going to be spending a lot of money on a melodica.
I don't think you'd want a band of just melodicas.
I mean, you could.
No. I say no. I give it a downvote on that one.
Well, thank you, Kirsten ZMK, for coming in this morning and bringing in some interesting things about the melodica.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Thank you.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten ZMK.